In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, there was this guy, he kind of lost his mind, and he would run around town, and he would scream out, "I'm John the Baptist." Well, this got old, and so the people in town decided that he needed to be sent somewhere where he could be taken care of. And so, they took him to the mental health care facility, let's call it. And he still kept screaming out, you know, "I am John the Baptist. I am John the Baptist." And they took him into the common room there that they had where they served dinner and everyone to all their guests. And he shouted out, "I am John the Baptist. Jesus Christ has sent me to you." And this guy in the back corner stands up and screams, "No, I didn't." My favorite John the Baptist joke. Never gets old. So we have this guy in our lessons today, John the Baptist, who's eccentric. You know why we call him eccentric? Because we like him. If we didn't like him, he'd just be crazy. To be eccentric, you either have to be well-liked or pretty well-off financially, okay? That's how you get to be called eccentric. This dude is wandering around at a time when there were some societal norms, that we could appreciate. And he's wearing this camel's fur and this leather belt, and he's eating all kinds of funky food. It was the paleo diet before the paleo diet was even cool. And people are coming to him. So either all these other people were just as crazy, or his message was just the right amount of crazy to make sense to the people of his time. And I'm going to imagine, quite frankly, that his message is just crazy enough for the people of our time, too. We lose something in the translation, and this is one of my favorite translation facts from the Bible. Whenever John the Baptist is preaching about repentance, in the Greek text, that word that we translate as repentance is metanoia. Metanoia, which means change your mind. Okay? That's the literal definition of metanoia. To change your mind. So what John is out there doing is telling people to change their mind about sin. To change their mind. That's an important distinction. Because in English, I think that the term repentance has a lot of connotations. It has a lot of, I need to beat myself up. I need to feel really bad about this. I need to say I'm sorry. This metanoia, this change your mind, has an entirely different idea behind it. In this, we're going to make a conscious decision to alter our way of life. We're going to alter how it is that we function with other people. We're going to change our relationship with God. And ultimately, we're going to change how it is that we live our individual lives. That's an important distinction. It's not a, "I'm so sorry I did these bad things." It changes from that to, "I'm not going to live a life where I let sin lead me all the time." It's different. That's what we are called into, I think, each and every day of our lives, to reflect back on what it is that we can change about ourselves to make ourselves not just better people, but people more attuned to the gospel message. So, in this Advent season, I would say that we need to heed the calling of this crazy person. We need to actually listen very intentionally to what John the Baptist has to say and to actually change our mind. And if we change our minds together, if enough of us can change our mind to go into that place where we can truly and earnestly worship and serve God and lead lives, as we will say here later in the service, worthy of repentance. We can do that. If enough of us can do that, could you imagine what might change in our world? We might have a little more respect for each other. We might have a little more common decency, as my grandmother would say, towards people. We might actually have a world where we wouldn't have children who go without bread or presents Christmas time. We might live in a world where we could all drink clean drinking water. We might live in a world where we could respect the dignity of every human being like we promised to in our baptismal vows. we might actually live in a world that is a little more towards what we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." We might actually change the world. And you know what, guys? That's crazy. That's crazy. But we are called into that particular kind of crazy. So far removed from the trappings of the world and everything that it has to offer in this commercialized mess that we call civilization, we can actually show the love and respect and the dignity that we are called as Christians to do. All we have to be is crazy. And I know half of you are almost there anyway. I say with all Christian love. All we have to be is crazy for Jesus. Crazy for this idea that we can change our minds, that we are not stuck in this mire of, this is the way I've always been and this is the way we've always done things. We're going to change to be intentionally people that follow the good news of Jesus Christ. Because that's what John the Baptist was trying to get us to understand. John the Baptist loosened a lot of soil so that when Jesus came along, Jesus could really plant some good seeds for us and we could grow from those. I think that in this Advent season, as we take a little bit of time to reflect on that incarnation, that Christ coming, we need to reflect on what it is that we need to do for ourselves to make sure that Jesus Christ can live in us fruitfully. So, my brothers and sisters, I would ask that you think about this. What crazy thing are you going to do for Jesus in your life? Today, tomorrow, this week, next week, your lives. What can we do to prepare that place that the love of God can enter us and grow, and the world can all see, everywhere, what a beautiful thing we have at the name of Jesus. Amen.